Cleveland Clinic employees learned last week that the region's largest healthcare system wants to cut $330 million from its budget next year. Clinic spokeswoman Eileen Schill says that should come as no surprise.
Hospital systems have to become much more efficient to make healthcare affordable to patients in the future.
The clinic has been steadily hiring the past 3 years, adding 3,000 jobs since December 2010. Now, it plans to offer 3,000 employees early retirement. Those workers will be sent a package in late October. Once it's known how many accept the offer and how many positions will be left unfilled, clinic leaders will then determine what layoffs are necessary. Schill says layoffs will be announced during the first weeks of the new year. Both patient care and support services jobs could be affected. The moves are reflective of new pressures on the system. The clinic's Cuyahoga County market share fell 5% in 2012. In addition, federal grant funding is down. And while revenue was up 7% to more than $6 billion last year, the system's total income decreased slightly. Schill says the clinic has been trying to raise awareness among employees of the actual cost of health care.
We really want to raise the consciousness of what health care costs to all of our employees. So we've posted prices in the operating room of supplies. So when doctors open packets of supplies, they know what it costs. And so it raises their awareness level about whether or not they really need it. And it's been, you know, quite successful, but healthcare over the years has become such an enormous amount of the GDP, and we're looking at how do we take costs out of healthcare to make sure it's affordable.
Schill says the system's effort to reduce costs will continue even after the layoff announcement in January. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble.